Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Tola, and thanks for tuning into my 21st century talk for a no-bullshit world. Because who doesn't want to start their day by feeling awake and energized? We're going to be talking about that today, feeling awake and energized, during my new segment, you know, What's Your ATA? Ask Tola Anything. It's all about you, though, not about me. You're not going to pick me apart, but any questions you might have, give a call. Well, I got a couple questions that have been emailed in. But if you want, keep the lines open here. If I see the phone ring, I can grab it. 602. Well, I'll give you the 818. Give you the 818. That's the valley. We're in the valley of Los Angeles, Sherman Oaks. So that phone number is 818-602-4929. If you're not looking at the screen, if you're at latalkradio.com or maybe in the archive /Tola Talks, it's where all the shows are. If you want to check them out, definitely want to check out yesterday's guest, psychotherapist, clinical social worker, yoga teacher, dear friend of mine, former yoga student, Erin Mason. She's awesome. I mean, I don't know if you kind of listened to that, but it's all about what she's all about is empowering lives of anyone who needs it. And we all do. I mean, every single one of us does, right? You want to empower yourself? I love talking about that, but what's interesting about what people like Erin do, she's a wellness professional, right? And that word wellness, sometimes you kind of hear that word and you think, you know, it's not like you're looking at a big juicy steak there, right? You're thinking wellness, you're thinking, you know, green sprouts or whatever, but some people are legit. I mean, she's the real deal, where she touches upon an area that most of us want to think we got under control, right? We got our shit together in every department. Well, I don't think so, people. I really don't. I mean, I was talking to a guy this morning in the gym, which is where he said, goes, you know, I love working out first thing in the morning. It makes me feel awake and energized. I'm like, no kidding. I said, I couldn't go without it. I really couldn't. You know, when I don't hit those weights in the morning, I feel different that day. I can't wait to be working out later in the day. It's one best part of my day, really. But it's a good thing because everything's in a good way, getting your shit together, right, in a good positive vein, not in a negative perspective. Well, yeah, for those of you who are a little bit egotistical, which we all can be, you got to keep an open mind to all things wellness, whether it be yoga. We talked a lot about that yesterday. And, you know, I really do kind of lean on the guys on that one because I was one of those guys. 10 years ago, you said the word yoga, I wanted to throw up. I'm like, what? Forget about it. Go in a room with all these women. I don't know what I'm doing. You're totally insecure. It's the ego getting in the way. You're not flexible. Oh, heard that a gazillion times. Whether it be yoga, vegetarianism, non-alcoholicism, or whatever you want to call that. But all these types of things, you got to keep an open mind to it. Just because it doesn't work for you at this moment doesn't mean it's not something you got to kind of think, maybe it could help me. Because I believe that, you know, if you want to change your world, which we talked about with Death with Dignity the other day, anybody could change their world. You make a better impact on society. But more importantly, it's about you. Okay? Makes living on this planet much better and healthier. Because it's all about that. You know, that's a word that kind of gets used and thrown around a lot. But it's no bullshit. And on Friday, I'm going to do this, 20 Ways to Be 20 Years Younger. I did a Stay Zen. It's one of my web series I did. I kind of put that out there because, you know, you get that. If you're fit and you're working out and you got the lean muscle mass and you don't have a lot of, you know, excess weight on your body, a.k.a. fat, that's a good thing, okay? It makes you feel good. It invigorates you. Well, I was just teaching a gal the other day about posture. It all starts with posture. You really got to get your shit together in so many areas, people. So check it out. Also, check out the archives if you want to listen to previous shows. We had some yoga teachers on early in the first week or two as well. Go to the archives. You know that. My website, too, richtola.com. We have the Rich Picks up there. I now have 20 of them up there. We haven't gone through the last 2-3 weeks of shows. So every month I'm going to do probably like 5 or 10 of those. Best of the best, like 1 to 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. Check it out. They're kind of fun. And live music has its own tab. Love, love, love the music that we've had on the show. Amazing artists, for sure. and most recently Poison Ivory. Oh, by the way, it was Acoustic Fridays. We're moving that to Acoustic Tuesdays, so we're not so loud for the channel. Channel 1's next to us, so we're kind of blasting them out on Fridays. So moving it to Tuesday, and I'm going to move Top 10 to Friday. So you're going to get a double dose, but this Friday, because it's a double dose, we're going to give you the top 20. Like that. Yeah, check it out. Rich Picks and the live music. And then, yeah, I've been working on this tab, another tab for advertising opportunities, sponsorship. Yeah, that's kind of how these shows work. I mean, most of the people at LA Talk Radio have, I think it's like 1 or 2 hour shows. I started out of the gates, as you guys know, 5 days a week. I'm like, hey, let me put it out there. Let me do the best I can. Add some shekels to finance the show, produce it, whatnot. So, yeah, had a good game plan. We got 50 shows under our belt as of Friday, so I'm definitely going to open it up. We already have a couple of folks signed on to sponsor Tola Talk, so if that's for you, you know, check it out. I didn't launch that tab yet, but working on that. Right, Jenna? I think we're working on that. And but yeah, you could email me, info@richtola.com, if you have any questions at the moment, right? And that's going to be happening next week. Pretty excited about that. Yeah, you got to keep the lights on. That's how these shows run. Or, you know, you got deep pockets. I'm not Mark Zuckerberg over here. Well, what are you going to do? But hopefully, maybe you guys will participate. Going to be some cool things. We're going to have, like, shout-outs, right? Like today, I want to give a thank-you shout-out to my buddy George Graffy. Hey, George, you listening? Maybe today. From Dallas, Texas. Yeah, George is one of my grad school buddies. Also went to the University of Pennsylvania back in the day. And helped me out. Yeah, bounced some things off him. Smart guy. Super, super smart guy, George. Thank you. A couple questions I had. Because a lot of times, you know, no matter what situation you're in, it oftentimes takes an outside perspective to shed new light on anything you're working on. So, and someone who's not related to you. We talked about that yesterday. Stay away from those people. Don't be anybody's therapist. That's what we learned with Erin here, that's for sure. But you should check her out, erinmason.net. She's good stuff. She's quality people. All right, let me give a shout out here to my niece. It was birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to my niece. She knows who she is. She turned 15. Wow. Whew, I've been here for, I don't know, it'll be 8 years, coming on 8 years. So I kind of missed half of her life. Sorry, darling. But love you nonetheless over here on the West Coast, doing my thing, as you know, been chipping away for many years. So happy birthday. She had a great time. I talked to her yesterday. And yeah, congratulations. Shout out to all the midterm election winners, mostly Republicans. The GOP killed it. You guys saw that, right? We're going to talk about that later. Got some stories about that because that's kind of what's going on. Democrats move over. Well, let's go back on this day in history. I like doing this. 1912. Got a little story here for you, too. Woodrow Wilson was a Democrat. He defeated Teddy Roosevelt. It was a progressive, and President Taft, who was a Republican, to become the 28th president of the United States. Thank you very much. Why? I have some pretty amazing memories when I was a kid, speaking of 15. I started going here when I was 16. Well, my father took me there when I was 2 or 3 at the Princeton University's Woodrow Wilson School of Political Science Reflecting Pool. Anybody been there? Wow. Got to go there. I mean, I used to have dates by that pool. It was awesome. Talk about picnic in the park. Well, this was no picnic in the park, but it was much better. That pool was incredible. I don't know. There's just those memories there. I didn't go to Princeton. You guys know that. But I think the old man kind of deep down wanted me to go there. Wasn't meant to be, Big Rich. But no, it was all about Penn. Now, he wanted me to go to Penn. You read that. Go into Penn. Chapter that I wrote, or he sent me there when I was a kid, said, you're going to go here. He did do that. Got to believe anything's possible. Got to keep believing that. But yeah, the pool was awesome. So if you get a chance, it's a beautiful, beautiful part of New Jersey, Princeton, New Jersey, Nassau Street, and the like. So check it out, Woodrow Wilson School of Political Science, that reflecting pool's the bomb. And yeah, what happened in 1937? Well, this bad guy, Hitler, informed his military leaders in a secret meeting his intent on going to war. That was documented, you know, World War II. World War II didn't really start until 2 years later. It was on September 1st, 1939, was when Hitler, quote, invaded Poland. Because who knows exactly when, but I think he did invade him on that day, Poland on that day. And the war lasted, what, 6 years, till 1945? Yeah, that was war to end all wars. Well, maybe not one day, who knows, but it's going to be a technological type of war when everything crashes. I kind of believe that. I don't know what you guys believe out there, but we're so reliant on technology. I mean, think about it. Like when I get my news, I mean, I put together this show, it takes me a couple hours, but if I didn't have that internet, these stories, I mean, you'd have to get all these newspapers, take you like 8 hours. I'd have to have 10 people on my team just coming up with these stories. Well, kudos to all that technology, but one day I think, who knows, many moons from now. I got another 50 years on this planet, so we'll never know. How about this, 1996, one of my favorite players of all time, talked a lot about him a few weeks ago, Derek Jeter. Yankee superstar, shortstop, unanimous choice as Rookie of the Year. American League Rookie of the Year. That's a story I told a couple times. 1996, I purchased a game ball. Not game ball, a signed baseball. I think he signed 200 balls. I bought it for $200. Gave it to my first nephew on his first birthday there. So gave it to him in 1997. He was born in 1996, age of one. I think it's worth over $2,000. So, Derek Jeter. And lastly, well, should forget about this guy. 2006, Saddam Hussein, former president of Iraq, and his co-defendants are sentenced to death for the massacre. Remember, 148 Shias in 1982. I mean, he did a lot of horrible things, that guy. But, just going around, checking out on this day in history. You should be aware. Maybe you'll use some of those in some trivia game at one of your holiday parties. On that note, let's go around the globe for the latest news. Calling this, cheer up, Mr. President. You lost. Face it. Move on. Well, he didn't lose, but the Democrats kind of got squashed. It's not that simple, but it is that simple, right? Simply put, the Republicans have taken control of the Senate and Congress of the United States. It's kind of sobering when Obama took office. Look at these statistics. 54 senators and 256 House members were Democrats. Okay, after last night. Now, okay, I put this together a couple hours ago. So at the time, I think it was wavering. There was between 47 and 49. No, maybe 45. No, it was definitely not 49. It was like 45, 6 or 7 senators and 190 House members. So basically what we're looking at is a decrease. Democratic senators lost 20% and House members, House of Congress, 26%. Biggest slides in congressional seats of any modern president. Woo, pretty big slide. Surely his White House, this is one of the experts saying, surely, quote, his White House is to take, I like this, generous responsibility. No, I think it's serious. Can't even read my own writing. No, here's what they say. They said that he's got to be seriously responsible for this for many ways. Okay, that he should leave a better legacy or look to other ways to leave a better legacy. Unexpectedly big night for the GOP. They say, quote unquote, blew the doors off the Dems. You guys know I don't really choose sides here. I like candidates myself. Whether I'm a Democrat or Republican is not relevant. What's relevant is the people behind it, right? Who you're voting for. The GOP assembled the biggest coalition in the House of Representatives since the 1940s, right? Going back to World War II. Tying that back in. There's a bright spot. I like this because the Center for American Women in Politics, Rutgers University, know it well, reports that Americans will now have at least 100 women in the new House. It's a threefold increase over the past 25 years. Way to go, ladies. Got to do that. Got to rock the boys. Well, it also witnessed fourth generation, the Bushes. They're here. Well, you know, the son of Jeb, George P., as in Peter Bush, was elected to public office. He won statewide in Texas as the land commissioner. I guess it starts there. I know they own a lot of land in Texas. And how about my home state, Governor Christie? I happen to like him. Give a shout out to the Gov. Says he will decide next year if he's going to run for president in 2016. I mean, I think he does. Why not? He's got the charisma for it. Got the strength for it. I mean, he's a ballsy guy. Yeah, of course, you got some black marks on your record. I mean, Wood's doing stupid things with the helicopter, whatnot. But so what? Who doesn't, right? Nobody's perfect. And, he's a strong candidate. Who knows? I don't know. Like I said, I don't really let all the pundits talk about that for the next year. But at least the guy's saying, no, let's deal with that next year. But Republicans are looking pretty darn good for that election, right? And shout out to my boys in D.C. I think they're big Republicans, huh? Bernie? I don't know. But anyway, I mean, we're talking about, I like what he says, though. You know, Christie says, Governor, they got to get stuff done here. They get things done, they get rewarded. Because they were kind of interview I saw with him talking about, you know, how'd it go, all the Republicans, et cetera. And he's like, yeah, well, you got to follow suit. You got to put proof is in the pudding. I mean, I say that all the time. Okay? Pudding, from pudding to pot. What about the weed? Talked about that yesterday. There's a lot of stuff going on, right? What's happening? The greenery. Voters in Oregon and Washington, D.C. have approved sweeping pro-marijuana legislation. Mm-hmm. Way to go, Oregon. Right, you could have personal possession, manufacture, and sale of marijuana if you're 21 years and older. They're going to be introducing commercially the distribution and sale of it. So, yeah, they're following suit with Washington State and Colorado, as you know, leading the pack. And D.C., scale back a little bit, a little more conservative over there. Got to be 21 and older. You could possess 2 ounces for personal use. You could grow 6 plants in your home, and you could transfer. I like this. You could transfer an ounce to another person, but you can't sell it. What's that mean? Can you barter it? It's a big barter. Barter an ounce? I mean, an ounce is a few shekels, right? So you got to be getting something for that. Maybe they're not giving you, maybe it's not on record, right? If cash exchanges hands, you know, I remember this back in the real estate days. Yeah, no kidding. Back in the 90s. Say hello to my peeps back in New York City real estate. In the 90s, we definitely were doing transactions that oftentimes, there was some cash involved, I think. Wait a minute. Maybe I'm not remembering correctly. But you know what they say about cash? I met this one broker one time, and he said to me, he goes, you know, it's a funny thing about cash. It just has a way of disappearing. He goes, you know, it's kind of like, It just, when it goes from one hand to the next or exchanges people, it somehow or another disappears. Yeah, maybe it goes to the mattress. Love that. All us Italians, we keep like having cash around. I grew up in a cash household. My father was a barber, so Big Rich would come home with cash every day. It's kind of how you lived. It wasn't about living off the future, living off the present. But anyway, it wasn't all green thumbs for the nation here, because Florida gave it thumbs down to the medical marijuana. So much for that in the Sunshine State. Pretty ripe for growing that stuff, I think. Yeah, they needed 60% to pass. They got 57%. Boo-hoo. Alaska went the same route as Oregon. So, you know, since Colorado and Washington State have allowed this sale of legalized marijuana in 2014, the push for more pot legislation has become pretty popular. And I'd say it's a blazing, no pun intended, effort. Okay, blazing on. We're calling this Prude No More. Like this story. Read about this in the Hollywood Reporter. Great magazine, by the way, guys. Been reading it for years. Talk about being raunchy for the ratings. Now, we're talking big five networks. We're talking TV networks that are pushing, no pun intended, new boundaries when it comes, no pun intended, to sexual content on TV. I don't know if you guys watch these shows, right? New Girl, The Mindy Project, but okay, in The New Girl, there's the love triangles, right? And awkward dates with guys that have, quote, micro penises. Zoe Deschanel was dating a guy. To me, that's just, that word is like a bad word. Who uses that word? I've never heard of such a word and really don't even want to be looking at anything on screen that's remotely resembling that word. She also uses the term, now I can't say that I watched the show, I haven't seen these episodes, but sex fists. Sex fist, what the heck is that? As an expression for the roommate's quest to hook up at a wedding. Yeah, that's a little bit, I don't know about that. The Mindy Project says executive producer Brett Baer told the Hollywood Reporter, he said, we got away with murder, right? They talk about sexual positions. Some of these, I don't even know if I know. The necktie, the ascot, the bagpipe. I might know a couple of those, but they said, you know, people are looking that stuff up on well, they're looking that up on Google, but what else they're looking up is Scandal. This is Shonda Rhimes' great show, right? I have no intention of changing what's happening on Scandal at 9, she said. That will be interesting because they're kind of talking about censoring. I look forward to being censored. Yeah, said they aired a sex scene with the president's teenage daughter. I've never seen this either, but maybe you've seen it. Sex scene with the president's teenage daughter was caught on tape performing a lewd sex act that many had to Google. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that, but what the heck, you know, Viola Davis, she said, she closed an episode, right? Ended an episode with this line. Why is your penis on a dead girl's phone? Why is your penis on a dead girl's phone? Way to end the episode. I like that. Well, what do you think's behind? Another one of those no pun intended. What's behind the trend? Or as one top executive said, it's hardly, well, kind of interesting. He said it's hardly a mandate or a trend. So, yeah, there are those saying, no, what are you talking about? But why? What do you think? Competition with cable, of course. Right. And the desire, they say, by these low-rated shows. I didn't know Mindy and New Girl were not rated very high. To cause a stir, except for the most part, really hasn't worked. So the networks, they said the censors have pushed back a lot less. Right, but then maybe they should do a little slap of fine here or there to kind of make them know that it does exist. But so far, the FCC fines are few and far between. I guess they're the same guys that used to fine my hero there, Howard Stern. I was wondering, I don't know if anybody knows Howard Stern out in the universe, but we can get him to call in the show. Love to get some sage advice from the master. Greatest ever, right? Yeah, I've been thinking about that. How in the world? I talked about this with my mother yesterday. I give a shout out to her in New Jersey. She's probably listening. And she was a big Howard Stern fan. Got her through work. I mean, she kind of grinded it out. Yeah, my whole family, they're hardworking people, no doubt. But she's like a huge fan of Howard. Every time I go see her, Howard be playing, she'd be laughing. So amazing career he's had. Definitely could use some pointers out there, Howard, if you ever get a chance. 818-602-4929. Maybe one day I'm going to start calling you for that advice. And let's move on. Talk about advice. These people don't need advice. Kudos to the working class. All right, aside from the pot celebration, and although the election may not have been too kind to the Democrats, good news for the working class, higher minimum wage. I've been saying that for a long time now. Alaska, Arkansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Way to go. All red-leaning states, you know, red Democrat or Republican red, have approved proposals to raise their state minimum wages, well, state level, over the next few years. Okay, let's rattle off some numbers here. Alaska, they're going to go from $7.75 to $9.75 by the year 2016. I like that. Arkansas has gone from $6.25 to $8.50 by 2017. Nebraska has gone from $7.25 to $9 by 2016. And South Dakota is going from $7.25 to $8.50 next year. And then they're going to adjust it, I like this, every year for inflation. Now, these guys joined 12 other states in Washington, D.C., all of which moved to raise state minimum levels in the past 2 years. I'm digging that. Fortunately, Congress, they couldn't push it through. The federal minimum wage should be raised. That's at $7.25, right? So that's kind of like the bottom number. They're trying to get that to $10.10. They definitely should get it to $10.10. Keep working on that, guys. And the front runner, who's in front ahead of the pack? Everybody knows Seattle. It's progressive. They're going to $15 minimum wage by the year 2017. Way to go. I love that. Way to go, the Northwest. Way to be open-minded and try to give people a better quality of living. Because can't do much on $8, $7, you know, 7 times 8 is 56. After taxes, you're walking away with $42. Do the math. $42 times 5. What is that? Come on. It's kind of like you can't live off of that. In 1 month, you can't pay rent with that. Anyway, we're calling this next story Up, Up, and Away. Imagine a toy. I saw this. This is not for me. Imagine a toy that enables you to fly 30 feet above the ocean, dive beneath the surface like a dolphin, and walk on water. Makes James Bond feel jealous. Well, it's here. It's called the Jetpack. One word to describe it, thrilling. Another word to describe it, unnerving, because you got to jump in water with a 30-pound pack on your back. You're thinking, what am I doing? I'm going to sink to the bottom of the ocean. Well, He said it's not too difficult to get the hang of it. It's kind of like between hopping on a jet ski, which is pretty easy. I've done that. Or learning how to hang glide. Never done that. I got to try that. But let me tell you, a friend of mine had a bad hang gliding accident. So I'm not too quick to rush out there. But it takes a few minutes to learn the basics and voila, you're soaring. Yeah. But, well, I don't know about that. But this guy who did the little story said, of course, he had a comprehensive training course that was helpful. No kidding. You can learn it in 10 minutes, but got to be prepared. Talk about that. Helps to have your instructor nearby supervising. And it's powered by these pods. They're jetpacks, but they're not jetpacks. They're like jet skis that sucks up the water and shoots it to the jetpack via big hose. I saw this. Kind of interesting. You've seen it. It's kind of been around now. It's fun, but it's not cheap. What is cheap? Let's see here. Flights. They call them flights on Jetpack America is a company doing this. It ranges from $99 for 10 minutes. That's pretty steep. To $6.99 for 60 minutes for an hour. Sets you back $7 after taxes. What's that? $7.50? Phew. Could be advertising on Tola Talks for a whole month for that number. Well, James Bond flight experience, they call it. That's the big good to-do for the $6.99. You get a premium video. Great. You get to get, you know, post all that all over the world. T-shirt. What are you going to do with a T-shirt and a hat that you're going to be giving away anyway soon? So I don't know. Groupon, something out there for $1.69. Check it out. And check it out. These things sell for $100,000 for these packs. And they got $10,000 to $20,000 worth of liability insurance. But, of course, someone else is doing it cheaper. Yeah. Is it a knockoff or is it just a different version? Shanghai X Jetpack. You could buy one for $9,500. Plus the cost of a jet ski, of course. Where do you see these? Florida, no doubt. Newport Beach over here. San Diego, of course. And Vegas. Soon, Seattle, San Francisco, Vancouver. So they're kind of trying to proliferate this. Perfect, they say. Here's one for you. Jess Pontig. She's the tourism professional down there in San Diego State. Because she runs it. She said, our generation or this generation requires a little more stimulus to keep their pulse going. Now, I guess the pot's not doing it. Well, anyway, on that note, let's go over and get your shit together because I want to get to this next section called What's Your ATA? We got that coming up right after I do this because this lady's got to get her shit together. This is ridiculous. Anybody see this already? Okay. Well, what would you do if you're an ex-NFL cheerleader, the former wife of a billionaire energy tycoon, self-styled lifestyle guru, and a mother of three, and you're facing jail time for rape of a 15-year-old boy. What you need to do, honey, get your shit together, without a doubt. This is kind of an extreme one. It's kind of funny, but it's kind of stupid. She has a 15-year-old son. This lady having sexual relations. Yeah, former Baltimore Ravens cheerleader, estranged wife, I think they got filed for a divorce, of a prominent Maryland executive has been arrested and charged in connection with sexual relations. I love those two words. With a 15-year-old boy, Molly Shattuck, 47. She's indicted on 2 counts of third-degree rape, 4 counts of unlawful sexual contact, 3 counts of providing alcohol, that's ridiculous. Yeah, to minors. Delaware State Police said this. Check it out. She meets the boy on Instagram. No kidding, honey. What are you doing meeting boys on Instagram? She hung out with him 6 times in July. She performed oral sex at least 2 times on Labor Day weekend. And check it out. Once was at the middle school parking lot. Way to go, lady. Jackass. And once the boy, who knows, he stayed over, but once was in her bedroom. Okay, and then he stayed over one night. Ugh. It's kind of freaky. She's walking her dog. Can you believe it? Once she was walking her dog. This is insane. This lady here over the weekend. Okay, but then the boy declined her offer to have intercourse. Oops. She was rejected by a 15-year-old boy. Ah, now that's bad. I mean, come on. 15-year-old boy. Baltimore native became the oldest NFL cheerleader in history when she cheered for the Ravens in 2005. Well, let me tell you, why do you think she had skills? The lady's got some skills. She puts them to use. Probably did for 2 years. Yeah, took the boy to the parking lot. The guy stayed over, a kid stayed over her house at Bethany Beach once. Oh, and then she bought a case of beer. 2 six-packs, 12-pack of Miller Lite, 12-pack of Bud Light. Way to be a cheap. Why to be a cheapo there? Come on. Well, at least she's not buying the kid tequila, right? Giving the kid 15-year-old beer. I mean, that's stupid too, but at least she had the wherewithal not to go over the top, bozo. Well, what can you do? But the boy described what she was wearing. I think she had on pink underwear. Look that up. Anyway. She was a cheerleader there from 2005 to 2007. Then she was a part-time coach for 6 years. She's a fitness consultant and advocate who published a book called Vibrant Living. And I'd say living pretty vibrantly. So for today, we got to give it to Molly. Molly Shattuck gets the Get Your Shit Together Award for today because that's absurd. That's absurd. There's nothing really more to talk about that. It's like, what other opinion can you have on that? Okay, come on. 15-year-old, they're babies. They're babies. And for the kids out there who think you're mature at 15, you're babies. You know, don't worry. Your time will come where you won't be a baby. But guess what? Right now, stay away from these kooky ladies. I mean, don't go meeting people on Instagram. Be leery of that, no matter who it is, because she's got another agenda. This lady doesn't care about you. All she gives about is, shit about is herself. Selfish woman who's not even respecting what's going on around her and how it's going to impact her whole family and her kid, 15-year-old kid. What's he thinking? My mom's hooking up with my friends? Holy shit. Well, on that note, I'm going to get away from that because I could just ramble for a long time. It's called What's Your ATA? What is your ATA? Ask Tola anything. And remember, this isn't about me. You want to learn all about me, go read about me. I've done a lot of stupid things in my lifetime, but fun, you know, journey's fun. But this one I liked because this was from a guy named Aaron in St. Louis, Missouri, wrote in. He said, hey, I don't have time to work out in the morning, so is it just as effective to work out at night, although, in quotes, or parentheses, although I do miss sometimes? All right, let me give you my opinion on that, Aaron. Old boy or young boy, doesn't matter. 15, I was working out. I'm really 16. I start working out every day. First of all, I'm a big believer in the morning workout. I'm a big believer because I totally believe that it resets the clock, right? You wake up, it's all, you know, you've been sleeping for 8 hours, 6 hours, five, doesn't really matter. The body, it gets in various positions at night. Me, takes me long just to stand up straight. I like to hang. All these things you do, and it mentally prepares you for the day. So in my opinion, I don't care if it's in your bathroom, if it's right next to your bed, or if you could get to the gym, and it's 30 minutes. We're not talking 2 hours, you know, if you're hitting the weights. No matter what you're doing, just make it 30 minutes. Door to door, it should be less than an hour. If it takes you a lot longer than that, 15 minutes to get somewhere, and you got to get it in. So the nighttime thing, yeah, I know people that get to it at night. Okay, at least you're getting to it. But I believe you got to do the cardio at night. Okay, got to stretch out the body, get the walking in, the biking, the swimming, whatever it is you could do. I love the concept of walking, whether it's with the dog, going to the park with your family, get outside, enjoy nature. So I think you got to split the day. I do. I think you got to do morning and you have to do night. And the morning is to get the body awake and energized, what my buddy said there in the gym this morning. Yeah, he looks at me. And it's funny. He was going, we got talking about 2 months ago. He's a much younger guy, half my age. And he asked me, he said, yeah, you come here a lot. I said, no, every day. I said, what's a lot? A lot. Every day. It's not a lot. It's every day. It's an extension of my sleep. He's like, well, I come 6 days a week. I said, no. That's cool. Do what you do. He goes, well, isn't that bad? I said, what's bad? To work out every day? I don't think it's bad. I'm not, you know, killing myself here. But anyway, try to get it in and you got to change your mind. You got to change your world, right? Or Maynard said, the gal that death with dignity, you could change your world. You can make it happen. So do it. You got to change it up, okay? Because it's not going to work, although I miss sometimes. You know what that means? You miss all the time there, Aaron. How many times you go into the gym? Twice a week, maybe? You're talking to your buddies at night. You're tired. You're not disciplined. You're not focused. The body starts to wear down at night. Do it in the morning, people. Figure out a way to incorporate that into your life. You got to do it. You'll get it back in droves. Healthier. You look better. We can go on and on and on. There's no magic to it, you know? Time equals success. Anything to do with health and fitness, time equals success. And the more efficient you are and effective you are with your time, the more successful you will be. That's it. Put an exclamation mark on that one. All right. Here's another question for you. Where's this coming from? Joyce from San Francisco. Ooh. I spent a couple months in San Francisco. I enjoyed it there. Really did. I used to walk, have I said this already? I don't know. I lived so many places, I can't even remember what I said, but I know I did this. I used to live on Sutter and Hyde. You guys know where that is, not too far from Union Square. So I used to walk all the way to Van Ness, right? And then south, and then I go all the way around. I take it to California, like I loop all the way around, right? Market Street, right down to up California. Ooh, what a loop that was, walking up California every day from the base where the trolley begins, the Sutter, and then I loop down Hyde. Holy cow, that was amazing. That's what's great about San Francisco. So, hey, Joyce, you having a good time living up there? Here's what she said. Nah, I like this boyfriend story. This is interesting. Found out my boyfriend has been texting my girlfriend trying to set her up with his friends. Do you think he's after her? Well, let me dissect this a little bit, Joyce. Your boyfriend. Okay, what does that mean? I got to always ask those questions, right? Because, and I'm gonna use another example of a friend that I know who has a boyfriend who was telling her about a situation recently and a gal that I met who I said, she's got a girlfriend. She's got a boyfriend. She goes, that's okay. She goes, all us girls. Now, she's in her 20s. She goes, we're just, you know, we have a boyfriend, but we're totally waiting around for the next better guy to come around. I call that the BBD. Got a chapter called The Bigger, Better Deal, the BBD. Well, forget that mindset. That's a young gal talking, I think. You know, I'm waiting for the next. I looked at her. I said, don't be doing that bullshit. That's not good, okay? Because you got to be happy in this situation. If you're not happy in this situation, get out of it. So what does it mean that he's your boyfriend? Exclusively your boyfriend? It's a guy you're dating that's asleep with other people? Because I think people use that term really loosely. Too loose, okay? It's like my boyfriend. All right, get specific about that. And then my girlfriend, is it your girlfriend? You got a girlfriend? All right, what's the deal with your girlfriend? So she's telling you this? The guy doesn't know? I know women do that. They're going to talk amongst themselves. Guy doesn't know this bozo. He might not even think his girlfriend, but I know what he's doing. He's thinking, yeah, let me go in under the guise. I'm going to set you up with my friends, plural. If it's plural, then the guy's really trying to get in her pants. If he said specifically, I got this buddy Joe, you know, and I'm going to try to get him together, and he's, you know, specific about it, it's a one-shot deal, or it's like poking around to see if she'll go out with his friends, which means he's going to have to set the whole thing up. And, hey, ladies, don't fall for this crap. Because if he didn't tell you, see, you know, there's always more to the story, right? It's like this girl. Who knows? Where's she getting the information from? Now she's going to confront the guy? Now you're going to confront the guy, and if he was guilty, he's going to be backpedaling. He's going to say whatever hell he says, and nothing's going to go sweep it under the rug and let it go. Or if you don't catch him in the act and the girl follows through. You know, I did this. Yeah, it's a good example. I did this. This was back in the 90s when I was a bozo, bad kid dating girls, which didn't know what I was doing. But I had a girlfriend. I think I was dating her for 2 years at the time, maybe a year and a half. Not saying any names here. Let me see. I hope I dated a lot of women in the 90s or else. So they'll figure it out. Maybe they're not listening. Hopefully. Well, hopefully they are. But no. And then this one guy, I hit on her sister. And I did it in such a way that, you know, if I was going to get caught doing it, it was not going to be clear. It's like guys like things that aren't clear, that they could sort of, you know, kind of make hazy. Make it hazy for you. Like, oh, no. I thought you knew. I was texting your girl. I knew her number. What the hell? I got her number when I was out with you. And I just thought I'd hook up my buddy Joe because Joe said he liked her. What's the big deal? I don't want to go through you because, you know, women aren't. That's what guys do. They'll kind of weave that story, give you that bullshit story. Well, ladies are, well, we're not even going to get into that because I write about that. Whereas, hey, if a woman wants to cheat, she's much better at it than we are. We're kind of dopey. You know, guys have balls, remember? They think they can get away with it. Just like the jackass who doesn't want to tell himself he's wrong and not driving and paying attention. So it's the same thing. You got to sort of dissect it. What's really going on here? And honey, be honest with the guy. Be straightforward with the guy. Sit down with him and say, I don't want a boyfriend who's going to be going around to me and end around to hook up with my girls. You don't need that. Nobody needs that. So, I don't know. Go check out my Get Your Shit Together podcast. One of my favorite ones. Take out the machete. Everybody knows what that means. Check it out. That's number 7. Lucky number 7. Oh, who's calling? Let me answer this right here. Hold on one second. Hello, Tola Talks.
Oh, hello?
Hello. All right, who we got over here?
Shannon D.
Yeah. From the Shannon D, the Jersey girl.
That's right.
Oh, guys, you remember Shannon. Shannon, you were on about a month ago. And couple,
yes, I was.
Yeah, a couple co-hosts. You guys remember Shannon. She's awesome. Yeah, Jersey. But weren't you in Phoenix recently?
I was. I went back there to visit my family.
Oh, nice. How's everybody there?
Good. My sister was in town. We just literally relaxed.
Nice.
Pretty much nothing.
Hot?
The entire time. And it was amazing.
And it's still boiling over there in Phoenix? I don't know. Or is it getting cooler?
No, it's getting cooler. It's probably like 80s. Like the perfect time of year there right now.
Mm. Perfect. Well, glad you're back. Yeah, we got to get you on the show again. I'm glad you're calling in, though. Did you hear these stories? What's going on? Anything cooking on your end?
I did. Well, I was loving the whole micro penis segment there.
It's a lot better than the micro breasts.
That's true. That is very true. Although, I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes it can be a deal breaker for either sex there.
Well, I think
the
guy's micro, that's a deal breaker, huh? What do you think? You go the other way if you saw that, or if you didn't see that, what would you do?
Well, actually, my friend and I were literally just talking about this yesterday, because I was asking her if she's been seeing this guy, and I asked her, you know, if she was still seeing him, and she's like, I don't know, She's like, I think I just have to finally admit that the reason why I'm not that into him is that he's got a small dick. And I figured this out.
It was like an epiphany. Like, the guy's got a small, so I can't see him anymore. Why? Because she wasn't feeling anything? She wasn't feeling it?
I guess. She's been like dating this other guy for like 6 years or something, and apparently he was well endowed. Mm. And she's like, I just can't go back to it. But see, I don't know. I mean, I don't really see that big of an issue with it if he's good in other departments.
Mm. I mean, if he's good with his mouth over there, orally, like our Get Your Shit Together recipient?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. You know, so there's a trade-off
there. If you can get her off in other ways,
right?
I don't really see the problem.
Well, suppose she
can't. Because sometimes the penis is too big. Mm. And then it doesn't feel good.
No, it like kind of bumps into everything, huh?
Yeah. Kind of feels like you're like getting a baseball bat just like shoved up your organs.
Mm. Yeah, that's not a good feeling over there. But let me ask you a question since you're here now. Let me ask you a question because some women, what's the deal with some women who don't really like a guy going down there? What's up with that? You know that exists. Or, you know,
yeah, well, see, yeah, some of my friends, like, don't like it at all. And there's sometimes where I don't really like it either. I think it just seriously depends on the person that's giving it. But right. I've had some very bad oral sex received where it literally feels like they're chomping at it, like eating it. So boys out there who are listening, please do your research. Figure out how it works. It is a complicated thing, but you can learn how to do it. It is a trade that can be learned. So please do your lady a favor and practice, do your research.
Acquire
and
the
get better
skills.
At it, because we love it if it's good. Mm. But if it sucks, it's the worst feeling in the world.
If it sucks, then it really doesn't suck. I mean, it sucks, but no. Now you got to get the skills out there, guys. Wow, that's interesting. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, because, you know, sometimes if, I mean, let's just say, never had any complaints in that department, but I guess if a gal's pushing you away, telling you not to do it, yeah, you're kind of thinking to yourself, what's going on there? Like what a guy thinks? Let me tell you, though, what a guy thinks If a woman, well, I'm projecting here. If a woman's saying, nah, don't be doing that, it's like he's either thinking, A, he's not good at it, B, something went on that she doesn't want him to go down there. Guy's starting to think all sorts of not good stuff. You got to be clear on that. I think what you just said is important. Tell the guy, hey, I like it, but you got to do it right.
Right. And just speak up. Say why. I mean, I'm not one to, like, fully be, like, you know, be vocal because there's a lot of times where I'm not as vocal as I should be. But, it, like, depending on your partner, if you're with that person for a while,
right,
you should definitely let them know why you don't like it. Say you just actually don't like it or they suck at it.
Yeah.
Literally.
They suck at it, and you got to teach them how to do it. Because sometimes maybe you're with a guy that, maybe you're not, you don't even want to go there, right? Sometimes you're like, I'm not going to see this guy again. You ever get that? Where it's like, it's a one-shot deal. Let me not even tell this guy anything. Yeah, that kind of happens with guys, too. Women, of course, you know, from the BJ perspective, a bad one is not really that bad after all. But it could be bad, I suppose. So, you know, you want to...
How is it bad for on your guys' end? Like, what do some women do that you're like, oh, awful?
Well, if it's the teeth involved there, you know, sometimes they're just, I don't know. You know, it's got to be in the moment.
Yeah, see, it's the teeth. It's, get your teeth out of there boys and girls. Do not involve the teeth.
Right. There's no chomping. We're not carnivores here, right?
No.
Holy
There's
cow.
No reason that bones should be involved in this situation.
Hey, by the way, since you're here, I got this this gal, Joyce. I want to get your opinion on this one here. It's found out, right? I don't know if you just heard that. She found out her boyfriend was texting her girlfriend, trying to set him up with, quote, his friends. Hey, what do you make of that? What do you make of that? And he didn't know she knew.
Wait, so he was trying to set...
He was texting... so this guy, his girl, right? He's texting his girlfriend's friend, trying to get her to go out with his buddies. You know, kind of going an end around the girlfriend. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. It's a little bit...
Yeah,
and
he sounds a little sketchy.
A little sketchy, right? He's trying to get in her pants.
Because I think that, like, texting, unless they're your actual friend and, like, there's no kind of, like, interest there, then it's fine. But sometimes texting can be, like, very flirtatious. And it's like, oh, he's been texting me. Like, it's kind of... There's, like, a fine line that you can... If you're not, like, actually friends, you probably shouldn't be texting.
Yeah, it's sexting.
The girl.
Yeah, you're going after sex. Right.
Or just, like, why don't... If you're trying to hook your girlfriend's friend up with somebody, talk to your girlfriend about it.
Mm-hmm.
Say, oh, let's hook her up with Ben.
Right. Yeah, you know? And he probably gave her some bullshit excuse, what guys do. But, well... Yeah, all this stuff. Let me tell you, the whole world now, with the even kind of where I am, right? I'm kind of putting my toe back in the water dating, and it's like, okay, I'm a caller. I used to call. We didn't have tech. There was no tech. Now it's like, yeah, you don't really. It's like you're not getting the. It's almost like you start with the email, then you got to graduate to the phone number, then you got to graduate from the text to the call. That's all bullshit. Why can't you just go for the call? But.
Yeah, I know, but it's just, like, not the world we live in anymore. No. It sucks. Like, I always wish that I think we talked about this before, like, wanting to be back in, like, the 90s where everything was just a landline and you could be a little off the map sometimes. You didn't have to be always plugged in.
Oh, yeah. Made cheating a lot easier, let me tell you. I'm glad I'm not cheating in today's day and age. Well, what are you going to do? Hey, Shannon, wow, the time goes quick. I got another couple minutes here. But no, we got to get you back in. So you're back in town. So Shannon, she's back in town. We got to get you sitting across from me. We got some cool guests coming in. So maybe we'll get you back on one of the acoustic. You know, we moved Acoustic Friday to Acoustic Tuesday, by the way.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'd love to. That was awesome.
That
band was great.
That band was great. Yeah, they loved you too. By the way, I put up on the live music tab on my website, that's up there. Kids on McCadden, right? You were in for those guys.
Yeah, they were great.
Cool. Yeah, they were great. Well, they were loud, and then now the neighbor. So anyway, well, hey, girl, Thanks for calling in, and yeah, let's catch up soon. Get you back in here, but I'm gonna have to rock it on the closing here. But thanks for tuning in.
All right, good talking to you, Rich.
All right,
talk to you later.
Talk soon. Bye. Oh yeah,
bye.
That's cool. Yeah, cool. Shannon checking in. Yeah, like that. Yeah, you guys got to check out. Did a couple. She's cool. We did some shows together as well. Or sitting in the co-pilot seat. I'm liking these shows flying solo too. So you see, I mix it up, kind of keep it interesting for you. Yeah, send in those emails. If you want to email me, question info@richtola.com. You can hit me up there. Check out the website. You know where to find more stuff if you want. There's some cool ab workouts there, even though I'm not really pushing all that stuff. But they're still out there from years ago. Hey, that's our show for today. I really like this show. I really, truly do appreciate you guys tuning in, checking us out at Tola Talks, right? Tune in tomorrow. Wait till you see our guest, appropriately here, special guest in the studio. And we're talking one of the founding fathers of porn, a male. That's right. Big time star. Three decades of experience with over 500 films to his name. And I know you're listening. Bill Margold. Go check him out. He's an historian of sorts. Definitely like a grandfather to all these kids nowadays. But he's going to kind of give us the inside insights to the world of porn. I mean, I think he started in 1971. Yeah, Bill, you got an amazing background. He's also a cinephile, so he's all into films. Been checking out some of my movie Mondays. So, yeah, let's go check out Bill tomorrow. It's going to be a fun one in the studio for Thursday. And I think we're going to throw back to one of those years when he was working it. There you go. Hey, guys. You know, I'm Rich Tola. And remember, dreams do come true. But hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.